Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, April 17th, 2026. Rebecca Porter's 2023 EP, Queen of the Local, and 2025 debut album, Roll with the Punches, have earned her national and international recognition, including features on NPR's Mountain Stage, The Bluegrass Situation, KEXP, and others. And WERU listeners may have heard her music on Country and Northeastern with Sarah Trunzo. Inspired by that, Rebecca Porter will be doing a show in Searsport this weekend. Have you performed here in Maine before?
I have not. I noticed that I was getting a lot of listeners on my streaming services, and I was kind of curious as to why. And then I started getting tagged in the Country and Northeastern shows posts and seeing that I was getting played on the radio with WERU, and I was like, I'm going to have to check them out. And Sarah reached out to me about calling in and doing an interview with her a few months ago when the album released, my debut record, Roll with the Punches, released. And so it was very, I don't know, it was like very sweet to see. A lot of times as an artist, when you're playing shows and you're very tunnel focused on one market that you're playing all the time, it's easy to lose track of, oh, there are people in places that I've never been to that are also listening to my music. So because we had so many listeners streaming the record, like I said, Sarah did the interview with us a few months ago. I was like, you know what? Let's go. We're going to be up there anyways. Let's just make a little 2-hour extra trek up north. I am a woman. I'm also a woman of Chamorro heritage. I was born in Guam, but I was raised in Virginia. And so I have kind of gone back and forth with my identity. Who am I? Who am I not? And a lot of that comes out through my songs. My songwriting growing up in rural Virginia reflects a lot of the stories of people who live in rural areas, working class folks, but there may not be necessarily as many women as well as women of color, Chamorro women, Pacific Islander heritage, writing those songs from all of those combined points coming together. And so my songs, you know, when you listen to them, I have found that some of the most universal songs, when we listen to them and we can connect with them as listeners, are songs that actually came from very specific points in a songwriter's life, and that they weren't actually trying to write this very universal song. They were writing about a very specific situation that happened to them. And that's what I just kind of naturally did in my own songwriting. I started my solo songwriting. It wasn't even a career at that point in 2020 when I had a 6-month-old child. We were dealing with the pandemic, and I just needed a mental health break from being a parent and scrolling social media and seeing the news and all of the uncertainty that was going on. And so one thing that I knew was music and singing. I wasn't efficient at playing guitar, writing a song start to finish on my own. And so that was something that I tried to hone in on and was able to keep my voice in those songs. Because for a long time when I sang in and out of cover bands, I was singing and playing music to have proximity to music and entertaining, but I wasn't singing my own songs or telling my own stories.
I have a million questions, but unfortunately, this is a very short news clip. So if people want to learn more, though, they're going to have a chance. So let them know about where you're going to be here in Maine on Saturday.
We're going to be at Hey Sailor in Searsport, Maine. The show is on Saturday, April 18th. Doors are at 6. Show is from 7 to 9 p.m. I will be there with my band, the Rhinestone Roses. We're coming up from Harrisonburg, Virginia. Across all social media, just type in Rebecca Porter Music. My website is RebeccaPorterMusic.com.
Thank you for taking time to talk with us today.
Amy, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate everything that WERU has done for growing my listenership in Maine.
That was Rebecca Porter. She'll be at Hey Sailor in Searsport Saturday night. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you on Monday.